The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin begins now.
Greetings, Virginia bankers. I'm Dave Martin. Happy to be back with you. But just a few minutes today to talk about the importance of finishing strong, running through the tape, if you will, with whatever business or personal development challenges we take on. There's an old quote from former baseball manager Sparky Anderson that has stayed in my mind for years. After winning a very competitive World Series, he said, "We're the best team in baseball, but not by much." In two simple sentences, Sparky was able to acknowledge his player's success, show respect for the teams they competed with, and humorously communicate that the difference between being the best and a runner-up isn't always a wide margin. Or consider certain NFL teams, always some of the best coached and most disciplined, who consistently put up winning records with average margins of victory under one score. Time and again, the difference between victory and defeat has been small. That's an important message that our teams and team members sometimes need to be reminded of. Teams, or branches, that have been in somewhat of a slump need to realize that starting a winning streak may not require an immensely greater effort than they have been giving. Just a little extra work or focus may make all the difference in the world. Unfortunately, we don't always communicate this enough or all that well. In a former job, I was given overall numbers that my group was expected to generate. Month in and month out, I had some branches that could be consistently counted on to surpass the goals we gave them. Other branches usually eked out their goals, and still others were sporadically successful at best. While we always wanted as high a percentage of individual branches reaching their goals as possible, the big number mattered most to the bank. Something I tried to convey to my folks was that if a branch came up short, there is still a huge difference in the impact of whether a branch missed the goal by 2%, or 5%, or 10%. And there was a tendency for branches that realized they were not going to reach an individual goal that month, or quarter, or year, to start losing their drive long before the game was over. To them, missed by an inch or missed by a mile, they believed they were still in the underperforming club. It was critical to our leadership team that our managers and branch teams realized that even if they were not going to individually be a top performer during that period, their effort was still vitally important to the overall team. I shared with my group on more than one occasion that you can tell an awful lot about a person by the kind of effort he or she gives right up until the end, even when it appears they'll come up short of the desired goal. Next time there is a track and field event on television, pay attention to the folks running a longer distance race. Quite often, there will be noticeable gaps between the first pack of runners and the rest of the field. I'm especially interested in watching the runners in the second or even third pack who fight until the end to finish fifth or seventh or tenth instead of somewhere behind that. You'll see some runners pull up when they see they will not win or place. Others run full out past the finish line, and regardless of where they finished, you know they gave it all they had. That's the type of pride in finishing we want from our teams. Some people may have that drive in them naturally. Others may need a little help realizing that their efforts are important to a much larger group than they see every day, and the efforts of each and every individual matters to the team. I've also witnessed the phenomenon of branch teams, upon realizing they will come up short of a goal, deciding that they'll go on cruise control through the end of that period. They reason, "Why should we bust our tails now? We'll hold off until next period and get off to a fast start then." Well, besides the obvious drag on performance that creates for the rest of the bank, it creates behavioral problems for that branch. When a team gets in the habit of running out the clock, it's very hard to then suddenly change gears and suddenly become motivated and proactive. This period's bad habits become next period's bad habits. Competitive environments in sports, business, and, well, life change. Sometimes it seems like the breaks are going our way, and sometimes they aren't. But the difference between slumps and winning streaks is so often just a little extra focus and effort. And, well, giving all we have, finishing as strong as possible, running through the tape, if you will. And when you do, whatever the results, you'll feel better about your effort and, as importantly, will be better prepared for what comes next. Work hard, finish strong, begin your own winning streak. Until next time, Virginia Bankers, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.